Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
A bill that would require bystanders to intervene when they see an incident of child abuse was the subject of submissions to the Social Services Committee today. Submitting on the bill on behalf of the Law Commission was their President, Justice Grant Hammond.
It introduces or would introduce into New Zealand law for the first time a provision which would require persons to intervene, as it were, where they see harmful things happening with respect to children. The provision draws on English legislation and South Australian legislation.
Justice Hammond pointed to some issues posed by the new law.
There's a very difficult problem in the criminal law when you try to criminalise what might be called carelessness or negligence. And our courts and courts elsewhere have long taken the view that before something crosses the line from simple carelessness to being a crime, it's got to be a pretty serious business.
Justice Hammond provided an example of criminal negligence.
An anaesthetist was charged with criminal negligence. His patient died on the operating table. There was a great deal of discussion in the medical profession about the implications of it. And subsequently, the then administration appointed Sir Duncan McMullen to write a report, which Parliament largely adopted and which changed the law as to what has to be done. And the net result of all of that was that our law was changed so that the words "a major departure from the standard of care expected of somebody" was added to the law. And that's the way that judges have been directing juries in that sort of situation for a long time now.
The Law Commission President drew attention to different levels of negligence.
What we've got in 195A is that in situations which are very serious, where the victim is at risk of death, grievous bodily harm or sexual assault, and somebody fails to take reasonable steps. Now that's the old standard, that's a lesser standard, that is mere negligence, if I can put it that way, whereas all the other provisions that have been created require the more distinct and stiffer test of a major departure from the standard of care to be expected of a reasonable person.
Justice Hammond said the level of evidence required to prosecute was a matter of government policy.
The kind of case we're talking about is where there is a risk of death, grievous bodily harm or sexual assault, and somebody simply stands by. Now, what has to be proved against them is extremely important, and judges are going to have to direct juries on this. If you have a test of failing to take reasonable steps, it's going to be easier to prosecute them because all they have to have done is been merely careless. But if it's a major departure from the standard of care, then it's more difficult for the Crown to prosecute.
Law Commission President Justice Grant Hammond making a submission on the Crime Amendment Number 2 to the Social Services Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.